on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Friday, let's go.
It's time for Friday Cry-Day. Feels good to let it out.
Not only is it Friday Cry-Day, but it's a good Friday Cry-Day today.
Where
all three
In fact, it is, actually.
Yeah, it is. All three stories are going to be about Jesus today, I'm sure. If you've never been here before, this is our fun, silly goose Friday game that we play. Jess is a very sensitive person, and we decided to make a game about it. We play on Fridays where she's going to tell you three stories of why she potentially cried as a sensitive person. And then you, as an educated human being, are going to try to guess which of these three stories actually made her cry. So two are going to be made up, and then one is going to be the actual reason of why she cried. If you can guess which one why she cried, then you're going to win a prize. Let's get into Friday Cry-Day with story number one.
Story number one. So I bought a new plant recently because, you know, spring. And I really tried my hardest. Like, I gave her sun. I gave her water. I talked to her because I know that that also helps. I named her Betty. And this week, she gave up on me. Like, one leaf went yellow, and I'm like, that's fine. Like, that's okay. Like, let me just, like, pick that off. And then another one, like, curled a little bit, and I'm like, that's fine. I don't know. And I'm, like, looking it up. I'm like, I'm not overwatering this, and I'm not underwatering this. And, like, Betty died. And I was
hang on a second.
No, listen to me. So then I pick, pick her up, and I'm like, Betty, what else was I supposed to do? And, like, why was I...
No.
Why was I not enough for you?
No. That's not how plants work.
No, Betty gave up.
It was her time.
Betty literally was like, I can't anymore, girl. You got to let me go.
I tried for you, but it's time. It's time for me to go. I lived 3 whole months on this planet and tired. All right. Story number two.
Story number two. I was having one of those days where, you know, and I stopped at the grocery store. And this older woman walked past me, and then she stopped and she turned around and she was like, I don't know what it is about you, but I just love your energy and you just have this light about you. And I was like, I'm like in the freezer grabbing these like frozen sweet potatoes because I didn't even have it in me to like make them for real. And I was like, ma'am, thank you. Like, what?
Not sweet potatoes.
And then I... went into my car and cried. She's a very sweet woman.
That's a nice thing to say, though.
Very sweet.
Story number three.
Story number three. This week I released the very first episode of my new podcast, Life in Bloom with Jess, and it's very special to me because it features a conversation with my mom, and I was very nervous to share it because the conversation is very personal, but the messages I've gotten since have completely overwhelmed me, and there's one in particular. Her name is Leslie, and she wrote, and when she got pregnant with you so quickly, I thought how ready you were to be born. And I don't know why, but that, so, like, it felt like it broke something open inside me because my parents were very young and they went through a lot. And in my own healing journey, I often questioned why I was put in certain situations. And also, like, maybe if I came at the wrong time and I carried this guilt, like, it was my fault, like, I made things more difficult. Mm-hmm. And when I read that message, it just kind of felt like, I was like, that was a meant to be kind of situation. And everything that we've gone through, just even knowing that it's connected to people so deeply with our story, whether it's from my perspective or for hers, made it feel like it was worth it to help people in that way. And so that just was very moving to me.
I mean, it better be that one, right?
But Betty and I got so close. That, like, I don't really know where to go from here. You know what I mean?
Sadly, I still think it could be the plant. I really do, y'all. And that's why, like, I know it sounds like it's number three, but it could still be the gosh dang plant. So, like, don't give up on the plant story yet, because it literally could be the plant story. I know that sounds crazy. Let's play with our first contestant, who is Christy from Aberdeen?
Westminster.
Christy!
Hey there.
Three stories. Which one's the real cry?
I'm thinking number three.
Are you sure it's not the plant? Because I'm telling you, I've known Jess for a decade now. Literally you over know, a decade. And I'm just...
Betty.
There's a lot of emotion behind that plant story.
I'm feeling strong with three.
Okay, why that one over the plant, though?
Because Jess is just so tight with her family.
Yeah.
And I think also the first podcast is probably a really big deal for her.
Okay.
So I feel like there's a lot of stuff there.
It's not a bad deduction. I'm not mad about it. Jess, was that the real cry this week?
That was definitely the real cry.
All right. It's good.
Yeah,
it's good. It's good use of your Jess skills. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a great episode too. We've been so busy this morning. I finished it this morning.
Really?
If you haven't listened to
in the morning on the way to work.
On the way to work.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's heavy. There's a lot going on with this episode. And I'm gonna tell you, if you haven't listened to Jess's podcast yet, Life in Bloom, it's really funny because Jess and her mom are so similar and so different.
It's crazy
in so many ways.
Yeah.
It's definitely worth a listen.
Like we could not be more opposite human beings, but we also could not be more
so
like
similar.
Cloned.
It's so funny just listening to it. So it's a really great episode. You did a great
job
with it.
Thank you.
So go listen to it, Life in Bloom with Jess.
I have to say, R.I.P. Betty though, for real.
I know.
R.I.P. Betty.
Yeah. R.I.P. Betty for real.
I feel bad for Betty, but that's what happens when you don't water your plants.
Don't even get me started. I gave her everything.
I don't think you watered your plants, but yeah, that's Friday Cry-day. Thanks for being a part of it. We'll play it again same time next week, all right?
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.